Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of your Half Hour Inspirational Program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I just want to tell you that we've got a great show planned for you this evening, and I trust that you will receive a blessing as a result of the show that we have planned for you this evening. Let us go ahead and say a word of prayer, invite the Holy Spirit into tonight's broadcast. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We pray now as we meditate upon you that you will be with us in this program and those that are listening. Christ, we pray and thank you. Amen. Tonight's topic is live your blessings. Live your blessings. Well, you may say, well, what does that actually mean? Live your blessings. I recall times when people, you ask them, well, how are you doing? And they say, well, I'm surviving. Well, you know, to me, when I hear the thought of I'm surviving, as if you're just saying, oh, I'm just barely getting by. I'm surviving. It brings sort of a negative connotation because you're thinking about the person that is out there in the desert somewhere, and they just barely have enough to live on. They just have barely enough to survive anything. They don't even know how they're just going to make it, but they're just barely making it. And I couldn't understand that. And then after a while, because I heard so many people saying that, oh, I'm surviving, then I too begin to adopt that ideology, that philosophy. And I started saying, when people would ask me, well, how are you doing? I said, oh, I'm surviving. You see, the seeds that we can plant in other people's minds, in our own minds, it can have a negative connotation and it can be passed on. And sometimes it's passed on and we're not even aware of that. So as I heard that, I'm surviving. And then it appeared that I went from living kind of comfortably and good until I just started, with me having saying that so much when people were asking me, I too started just barely surviving. So just from saying that I'm surviving, I went from pretty much a comfortable life to just barely making it. And then I began to change the way that I thought about what I was saying. I began to change my attitude, my outlook on the very words that I used. And in doing so, I recall saying, I don't want to just survive anymore. I want to live. I want to live. And then I began to say, I'm going to live. I'm going to live. And so as I began to do that, by saying these words, change once again came. This time it came in a positive way. Excuse me. Because I went from saying things like, I'm surviving, to now actually saying things like, I'm doing very well. I'm living. And I would say this in my mind so often that it's as if life had rejuvenated within me. Life had come back to me in a very powerful way. I went, became more vibrant. And I'm thinking about those of you all out there who are, you feel that it's an act of humility to say, oh, I'm surviving. No, I think it's kind of, I believe it's kind of insulting to God that he's given you life and he's come that you would have it more abundantly. And for you to just turn around and say, well, I'm just barely making it. Your words, it said, can present blessings or curses. Your words, the power of the spoken word, can be so powerful. You can actually plant seeds, and if somebody receives that into their spirit, it becomes very negative. And so what we've got to learn to do is we got to feed our spirit with positive thoughts, with positive, and that energy will come around us. That's who we are. And we've got to take stock of that and believe with all of our heart that this is what God wants for us. You got to feed that spirit person with the powerful word of God, with the positive word of God, and not let the enemy think that, oh, that this is just basically not reality. This is not real. The devil is a liar. You don't let that stuff come into your spirit. You don't let that be true, because you will walk around with a spirit of untruth in you, and you don't know why you're going through what you're going through. That contagious spirit or that spirit can dwell with you for so long that other people around you begin to see, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with her? It's that spirit. It's that spirit that's there that you're not even aware of. You're not even aware that you have that spirit. I was once that happy-go-lucky person. Didn't let anything bother me. Nothing. And everybody saw me, knew that I was filled with joy, filled with fun, and just that person who you never saw him upset. And then something happened, and I can't even recall exactly when it happened or what happened, but I know that my spirit changed. And let me tell you something. When that spirit changed and it was more negative, it could have been a relationship, it could have been a job, it could have been something that you were going, that I was going through. I just don't know at the time. But something happened that I allowed to interfere with my spirit and cause me grief. And let me tell you something. That affected me for so long that I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue of what it was and why it was. So one day I just decided, you know what? As much as I'm trying to be a positive person, as much as I'm trying to get back to being that person that I was, it was me. It was myself. It was what I had allowed to get into my spirit that I was not even aware of. So one day in the shower, I decided, I felt something's wrong. I'm not myself. And so I began to rebuke that spirit, just to rebuke any unclean spirit in me. Just rebuke that and replace that with God's love, God's joy, God's mercy. And before long, I'm talking about almost instantly. It probably took place because I believed it. I'm talking about it, when I say probably, took place immediately. Because I just began to walk by faith. I began to live in my blessing. And that's what tonight's topic is about. Live your blessings. Live your blessings. So I begin to live my life as if this thing had already happened, as if any unclean spirit within me was out of me. I begin to live my life like that. And let me tell you something, I just went on. And from the time I uttered that, it's like nothing but peace came over me. And I became quiet. I became quiet for a few days. And let me tell you, I'm here to tell you tonight that that quietness was like a peace. And the things that normally would have upset me, people did call and check on me about something. And let me tell you something, it wasn't bothering me like it once did. I wasn't going through, it's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And let me tell you something, though, but at the time, I was not fine. I was not. So I'm saying to you all, if it can happen with me, it can certainly happen to you. And all you got to do is just believe. Believe that sometimes something may have come into your spirit, someone may have said something, and you took it to heart, and you didn't let that thing go. And let me tell you, when you get on your knees, and when you get up, you just got to believe that God has delivered you from whatever it is. You don't hold that thing. Don't hold it. Don't hold it. If somebody else wants to hold it, that's their problem. That's their problem. That's not your problem. You just pray for that person, and you keep it moving. Keep it moving. But when you can show joy, let me tell you something. There's going to be haters that hate your joy. But you got to not let that stop you. You just got to keep pressing forward. You keep pressing forward. And when people, you know what? And either people are going to catch on and say, wow, he's got a spirit that I wish I was like that. Or she's got a spirit that I wish I was like that. And let me tell you something, because that negativity can't stay. It can't stay. God does not want that for your spirit. I'm here to tell you now, there is no way. If you look at the Bible, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. That's what it is. You look at those things and you identify with those things and you pray that God put those things into your spirit. That's what you want. You want that type of spirit because that's the spirit that God's given you. Somewhere along the way, we've let something interfere with that. And you got to get it back. You got to get it back. Lord, help me to get that back. Help me to get that back. Don't you give up on that spirit. Because that's the spirit that you're supposed to have. When everybody else is going with negative thoughts, negative energy, you maintain that spirit of joy. You maintain that spirit of love. You maintain that spirit of patience. You maintain that spirit. That's fruit of the Spirit. And it's singular, though the words are plural. It's the fruit of the Spirit. All of those things go together. They go together. It's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. And that's a powerful thing. And if you're not feeding your spirit person, if you're not, you are doing yourself a disservice. You got to feed that spirit man. That spirit person has a lot to offer. A lot to offer. And that's what you need to be doing. So those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, that's what you want to be praying for. You want to be praying for God to give you that spirit. That's the kind of spirit that you want, a spirit of love, the fruit of the Spirit. You ask him for that fruit to restore you with that fruit. And that's what we want to be able to do so that you can live your blessings. I mean, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. You can sometimes, you can see the glass either half empty or half full. It depends on how you see it. You can let somebody come into your, steal your joy. You can let the external things of life frustrate you. You can let what some presidents say aggravate you. But let me tell you something. Only God is in control of it all. And you got to remember that. Only God is in control of it all. And let me tell you something. Some people can call themselves stopping DACA. Some people can call themselves wanting people to go back to a certain countries. But let me tell you something. Nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. And I'm telling you that. And you got to believe that. You got to believe that. And when you can believe that with all your heart, you're not going to stress yourself out over some stupid remarks that some people may say. You're not, because let me tell you something. The last time I checked, only God had a monopoly on this planet. Only God had a monopoly on this planet. And when you let yourself subscribe and start to believe other things, then that's when you subject yourself to depression. That's when you begin to subject yourself to emotional unrest. That's when you start to subject yourself to illnesses that you can't explain. And let me tell you now, you've got to believe that but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. It starts with love. It starts with love. Have love in your heart. And then it goes on. With the Spirit is one aspect. The Spirit. It's talking about the Spirit. The Spirit is the subject. And within that Spirit, there has to be all of these things. Joy, love. Somebody ought to know what love is. And I think sometimes we get it wrong. Then we got joy. You see, it doesn't even talk about happiness. It talks about joy, because happiness can only be for a moment. But joy can be always. Joy can be always. You see, because if somebody says something to you and you are happy, then somebody else can come by and say something and it causes your happiness to fall and now you're sad. But when you've got joy, it's like a repellent. It just rubs right off. Sometimes when if it's negative that somebody says something, it just rolls right off that spirit. And then when you got peace, oh my goodness, help me here. You got peace. And then you've got, you know, the forbearance. You've got, I mean, it's just powerful. You've got kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And let me tell you something. When you've got that, let me tell you something. You're not going around worrying about any negativity. When you've got that, you know, it's just beautiful. I mean, God has equipped us with what we need. And all you got to do is to feed it. But can you feed that with people who are negative? No, you can't. No. People who get into your spirit that you allow to get in your spirit, you can't. You see, that fruit of the Spirit, that spirit person, love over here, joy within that. So you got to get where there's the love, where you get more of this love. You got to get where there's more joy. That's around people who you say that person got filled with the fruit of the Spirit. They are filled with that. And they just seem to get more filled with it. And then there's that peace. And then there's that long suffering. Oh, that's a tough one. Long suffering. You're gentle, the gentleness, the goodness, and the faith, the fruit of the Spirit. That's what you want. So that's what, when you got that, let me tell you something, you are a renewed creature. You are. When you have that, you got it. People will look at you and say, it's something different about that person. It's something different. What do you mean by that? It's something different. That person don't act like they used to act. That person is different. You know? And let me tell you something. The things around you will start to change. It may even mean that you've changed your environment. When you got the fruit of the Spirit, you're not going to be the same. And people will be able to look at you and know that you've got the fruit of the Spirit. They will know that. They will know that. They will know it just by the way that you demonstrate yourself. They'll say, you know, I wouldn't mind being around that guy. I wouldn't mind being around that girl, because there's something about them that's positive. There's something about them that's uplifting. There's something about them that's filled with joy. And, you know, because the world itself, if we allow, the world is a beautiful place, but we allow the negativity of what other people may have experienced in their lives to effectuate our lives. But listen, go, and I'm encouraging every person under the sound of my voice, you know what, feed your spirit person. I don't care what else is going on. Feed your spirit person with what God has for you. You may not have gotten a certain thing that you wanted. Listen. Let that thing go. because God's got something bigger for you. I believe that. I believe that. And he knew at the time that it wasn't time for you, that that wasn't what he wanted for you. And you just trust him. You trust him. And let me tell you something. In his time, it will be. And can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody stop it. So those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, I want to say to you all, don't you give up. You feed your spirit no matter what happens, and you live your blessings. Live your blessings every day, one blessing at a time. Well, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. This is a fun trip. Thank you for your Sabbath day, Lord. Help me to keep it holy. Lord, thank you for the first day of the week. Thank you for the second day of the week. Just give thanks every day. That's one way to bring that love in. And when somebody comes with that negativity, I got to take this phone call. Excuse me. I can't entertain that. I can't entertain that. That's how you feed that spirit and you keep it fed, because you keep it from trouble. And remember, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. That's what you got to be able to remember. When you can demonstrate that, let me tell you something. You will go a long ways. Because people, when your sunset comes, people will remember, my gosh, that person had the most beautiful spirit that I've ever seen in anyone. They had a spirit, and all of us should want that spirit. That's what we should be working towards, having that spirit that Christ had. And when you've got love, you don't want to do anything to hurt anybody. When you've got joy, you want to make sure that others around you are filled with joy. When you've got peace, you want to be able to help other people to find their peace. When you have long suffering, you want to be able to endure with other people from your energy to endure. When you've got gentleness, it's nothing like being gentle. Like we're gentle with a small baby. You're gentle. You can't handle that baby when they're newly born. You can't handle them rough like you can handle a boy 6 or 7 years old. You got to be gentle with them. And when you have goodness, oh, my goodness, when you got goodness, that speaks volumes. And then, lo and behold, your faith. Top it off with faith. That's the substance of things that you hope for. And we know that you don't see it, but that you just know within your heart that you've got the faith that you can move mountains. Your mountains will begin to move, because the things you come into, you will have a power unlike a power you've never known before. Because now that fruit of the Spirit that lives in Christ will live in you. I hope this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. Please join us back here next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, we're back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So join us then next Thursday. Of course, if you bypass next Thursday, join us back here next Friday. Until next Thursday, or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.